Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, and that can only mean one thing. Right here, right now, is the Ben Briggs podcast. Here we go. It is Sunday, Sunday the 28th of January, 2024, and January is almost over. I know. You know that anyway. We all know that, don't we? It's gone fucking quick. I'm not going to lie to you. Why would I? I'm here. It is 7 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. People are getting ready out there, going to church, praying down to the Lord Almighty. And I am here doing a podcast with various amounts of swearing on it. Here we go. Who's going to hell? Who knows? Anyway, it is Sunday morning. It is 7 o'clock. Jesus, I've been up since about 5:30. I don't know. I just fucking woke up, man. I need to tire myself out a little bit more, I think. My January has been, you know how everybody starts with the best of intentions, new year, new me, and all that sort of shit. I did none of that. I've done none of that. If anything, I have got more lethargic this year. That's it. I had no New Year's resolutions. I had nothing that I was planning to do, and that's exactly what I've done. Nothing. This past week, I've outdone myself for how lazy I've been, and I don't feel guilty. I don't feel guilty for one moment, people out there. Not one moment whatsoever. I haven't done any swimming this year. I haven't been to the gym. I've barely broke a sweat doing anything, you know. I've done a little bit of writing, but you know, I've made a half-assed fucking attempt at it. The year can't go on like this, people. I need to knuckle down, buckle up, and like strap in for the year, or whatever people say who are go-getters, those fucking business gurus. You see their little Facebook posts or the videos on social media, don't you? How not to be a piece of shit your whole life and live your life like me. You need to get up at fucking, you need to go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, get up at 2:30, do your fucking gym, do an ice bath, all that shit. You know, surely we have, we've developed not to have ice baths, haven't we? Like every morning, you know. We've lost our fur. We had fur at one point, didn't we? We've lost that because we fucking wore clothes. We've got central heating now and the hot water being piped in, you know, on a regular basis. That's it. We've got boilers that, you know, you only find out they fuck up in winter. But we've got those boilers. We don't need to be taking ice baths, surely. Do you know, it can't be. There's a fine line between having an ice bath and it being good for you and hypothermia. And let me tell you, people, I don't want to explore the boundaries of that line. Who the fuck wants to get into an ice bath at 5 o'clock in the morning? What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah? Just take a stroll around the block. You know, if you're that desperate to be freezing cold, just don't go out without a coat on. You know, you're going to feel it out there. It's fucking, 2 degrees out there this morning, something like that. I have no idea. I'm not a fucking weatherman, am I? You know, so I've done no swimming. It's too cold, and that's what, you know. Even when you go to the gym and you go swimming, I don't mind exercising, but it's got to be sunshiny outside. You know, I don't want to go out when it's dark and cold and miserable and rainy. All I want to do is stay in under my blanket and rewatch Breaking Bad, which I've done in a week, by the way. I've done that. Ticked it off. Fourth time I've seen it all. Watched it in a fucking week. Now, if you people out there who are going, you know, going about your business, being go-getters, you know, really grabbing life by the balls, you haven't seen Breaking Bad 4 times all the way through. I've seen it. You know, that's an achievement. When you know what's going to happen, it's got one of the best endings in any show ever. And I've seen that 4 times. I've sat through it. I know what's going to happen. I just sat there enjoying it. Great, under me little blanket, hot water bottle on my feet, not feeling a chill whatsoever. My body's not gone into shock. That's the future, I tell you. I should have been a bear. That's what I should have been. You know, if there is such a thing as reincarnation, I want to be reincarnated as a bear. I get to fucking feed in the summer, have some fruits, have some berries, whack a couple of salmon over the fucking back of the head. They get guzzled down as well. And then for the whole of winter, you get to sleep. You have to eat some straw shit just before to plug up your asshole so you don't shit yourself and wake yourself up. I saw a video this week of a bear waking up out of hibernation. It looked disheveled and shit, but it looked well rested, you know? That's what I need. I'm getting to that age now. Everything starts to fucking ache. Last week, it was my fucking groin. I'd done something to my groin. I don't know. For some reason, it just started hurting. Now that's gone off and I fucking slept funny in my shoulder. That I fucking dislocated earlier on in the year. Now that's fucking playing up. You know, 6 months of sleep would give this body the rest that it needs, I think. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just, if there's anybody out there, you know, in control of all this shit, whether we do get reincarnated or we don't get reincarnated, but if there is somebody in charge of that and you are listening here now, just put me on the bear list for next time. I'm happy with that, right? Not a polar bear either. I want somewhere, I sound like Henry Hill. Nowhere cold. You know, just nowhere cold, please. He's got asthma. It plays up with his asthma. Just nowhere cold. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, let's get on with this. We've got the old peppermint tea out. This is my one nod to trying to stay healthy, people. My one nod to trying to stay healthy is the old peppermint tea. There we go. Let's have a little bit of peppermint tea. There you go. It's not as nice as normal tea, is it? It's not as nice as... but nothing is it? That's the thing, isn't it? Nothing that's meant to be good for you. I don't know how much wellness is in that cup right now. I have no idea. Like, I don't even... I think it's just normal tea, slightly with possibly an extra strong mint thrown into the mix. And they just palm that out, don't they? You know, you can never trust these companies. Not to go all conspiracy theory on you here, people. You know, I have no idea about conspiracy theories anyway. You know, I'm easily swayed from one side to the other side. Everybody who's, you know, conspiracy theories are absolute, aren't they? If you believe in aliens and the government's fucking controlling us, then you believe in flat earth. Well, the government is controlling us to a certain degree, aren't they? But, you know. But I watched that, there seems to be a stem of poisoned water films out there. Since Erin Brockovich came out, I watched that Dark Waters the other day, which is fucking horrendous. You just don't want to, if you've never seen that film before, Dark Waters, it's about a big chemical company. They're throwing chemicals into the water system. The water system gets poisoned. Somebody's cows die. Everybody gets cancer. That's basically it, isn't it? And then they take them to court and they're like, this is going to be drawn out over years and years and years, and they're just waiting for the people to die. It's essentially like the post office thing now, isn't it? What, is there any big company, corporation out there who is actually ethical? Or do you have to be an absolute asshole to be a multinational conglomerate? Oh, Jesus. There we go. Cough coming out there. Sorry about that, people. This is the peppermint tea, no doubt. Just kicks in with a bit of poison when you change the ethical nature of the business that runs it. Yeah, but yeah, what's that Dark Waters? I'd never seen it before. It's kind of like an Erin Brockovich thing, stroke. What was the place in America with the water? Was it Flint? Flint, Michigan, wasn't it? Where they poison the water and then, you know, everybody fucking gets cancer. They've got lumps and bumps like coming out of them all over the place. And then down the line, it turns out that they had to make massive $1 million payouts. But in that time, you know, tens of people or hundreds of people have died. I don't know. Can we not just have clean water without, like, companies trying to fucking throw it in there, you know, discard all their waste? Can't they do it in a proper manner? I don't know, people. Clearly not. I don't know. If you've seen that film before, you'll know what I mean. Anyway, yeah, if anybody is control of reincarnation, somewhere sunny, I want to be a top predator, but I'd be nice with it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go around willy-nilly just like killing, you know, animals. I don't want to be a gazelle. You know, the life expectancy of a gazelle is, you know, however long it takes you to be born and for a leopard to run about 100 metres. That's about it, I think, isn't it? They just get mowed down like anything. They're there grazing on grass and there's peak predators grazing on them. I don't want to be, you know, I wouldn't want to be anything like that if I'm being reincarnated. I don't want to be a beetle or an ant or something like that. Fucking an ant's life looks awful. Constantly working, isn't it? It's very much like warehouse jobs. You're moving shit around for the queen to fucking, you know, just pump out more fucking money. I don't know, man. I don't know. Anyway, what's happened this week? Talking of corruption, the luxury spa, Captain Tom. He was out there. If you're unaware of this guy, you're living in a different country. We do get other countries listening to this. God knows why. I have no idea. I don't know how relatable I am to people around the world sitting in a apartment stroke flat, depending on how you look at it. And whether you're selling it online or not, in Northampton. However, Captain Tom was an old guy. He walked around his garden a few times. Everybody, like, got a fucking guilt trip about it and got behind it because nobody had anything else to do during COVID and because he was an old boy and they wanted to make themselves look great. Is that a cynical view of it? I don't know. He was an old boy. He walked around his garden a few times. He raised some, like, fucking millions and millions of pounds for charity for the NHS, which, by the way, it wouldn't have fucking needed to do if it was properly financed by our government. Here we go. But they're too busy fucking phone tapping us. Oh, Ben, calm down with the conspiracy theories. Yeah, so he walked around his garden a few times, raised a load of money, and then he died of COVID. And then his daughter, can't choose your family, etc. His daughter had a luxury spa built. I think that's basically, I think that's the timeline I've got right there. So this was to be like a museum or like a display thing of Captain Tom and all his achievements that he did. He fucking did well at the end of his life, didn't he? It was a strong finish for old Captain Tom, wasn't it? He definitely fucking ducked under the tape right at the end to bring home gold. Made a sir in his fucking final year. Ah, smashed it. That's the way you want to do it. Not saying he did fuck all for his entire life, but nobody knew of him until he, you know, started walking around his garden. Bit more peppermint tea there. Yeah, so he, this was meant to be like a museum of Captain Tom stuff. I don't know what it had in there, his Zimmer frame or his fucking Nike Air Jordans that he was walking around his garden in. I have no idea. But the fact remains that it was basically a ploy by his daughter. Bad genes. Not on his side, obviously. The mother must have been, I don't know. I'm casting aspersions here. I have no idea. But whatever it was, she saw the money and thought, holy fucking shit. I love going on spa days, but I hate travelling. That's what she thought to herself. So she thought, I'll have a fucking spa. We've got a bit of cash now. Thanks for my... It'd be really bad if you fucking get out there and you walk around that garden and you raise some millions. I need a fucking spa at the end of the garden, at the end of the drive. That's where I need it. I don't want to travel into town. Yeah? To get a fucking massage and rub down and go for a swim. I want to walk to the end of the garden and do that. So you fucking walk around that garden. You raise some millions. We'll record you. We'll put it on social media. The British public will fucking love it because you're old and you're a war hero and they've got nothing else to think about. They're looking for hope. You can give them that hope and you can give me my fucking spa. I think that's how the conversation went. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so she has now had that demolished. So somebody's reported her for having the spa. That has now been demolished. So not only did she build a spa with the money from the Captain Tom raised out of the donations, allegedly, I don't know. Who's going to fucking listen to this and sue me? Do I need to say allegedly there? I have no idea. Anyway, now they have wasted all of that money by demolishing it instead of turning it into the museum that it should have been to Captain Tom, where she'd have no doubt charged admission to get in, and then she'd have built a spa next door. Holy shit, this is wheels within wheels. Anyway, she's been brought down by a spa. The moral of this story is, if you're related to an old person who walks around a garden for donations, don't build a luxury spa. That would be my advice. It's going to be luxury spa rubble within a couple of years. It's fucking horrendous, obviously, but saying that, would I be any different? yourself, you know, everybody's going mental about this, right? The amount of money that is being sidelined by the daughter, because she's a face you can point at and say, that is the person. There, she's the one who stole it. She's the one who's, you know, taken the piss. She's the one who's not diverting funds to the places, to the place where it's meant to go. She's the one stealing it. But all fucking charities do this, right? You get the Oxfam thing. You get, like, all fucking charities. Those people coming up to you on the street going, ah, do you want to sign up for this? Just give us your bank details and pay £10 a month. Somebody's paying them. Most of charity's money goes into the administration. If you see how much the CEOs and fucking, you know, managing directors get paid for these companies, and that's what they are. They're a fucking company. They're a fucking business. They're there to earn money. Yes, a certain percentage goes towards, like, the causes that they say that they're giving the money to. But most of it doesn't. Most of it gets wasted, tied up in administration fees, you know. Board of directors take their cut. Everybody else takes their cut. You know, running costs of the business, all that sort of thing. And the next minute, you know, some kid in Africa's, you know, he's got a ginger nut biscuit for tea. That's it. Oh, sorry. Sorry, mate. I know you're hungry and shit like that, but we've got an awful lot of administration fees. I hope you understand. It's awful, really. Anyway, that's that rant, isn't it? Hey, here we go. I need a bit more peppermint tea. We've got to keep this ulcer at bay. That is no doubt building within my stomach. I don't know. Oh, fucking hell. Jesus. Why is that so? Every time at the minute, my fucking headphones don't seem to be working. But anyway, let's crack on, people. Yeah, so one thing I did realise this week, after my Breaking Bad marathon, I know, I was, you know what, I'm quite actually proud of that. I know you're thinking, Ben, come on now. There's an awful lot of episodes of Breaking Bad. There's, what, five seasons, six seasons, I think? I think there's six seasons, you know. There's probably almost about 100 episodes there that we're looking at. Possibly more. You know, each one an hour long. That takes some doing, people. You know, you can barely do that. How many episodes is there? I've definitely done it in a week, so let's have a look. See. How many episodes Breaking Bad? 62 episodes. Oh, 62 hours. I sat on that sofa. No wonder there's a divot in the sofa over there. No wonder there's a fucking divot. There's my ass. There's my legs. There's my feet up on the fucking cushion. One thing I have noticed that winds me up that I've never noticed before on Netflix is the are you still watching shit that comes up. How guilty, how much of a fucking loser does that make me feel? If you've never watched Netflix long enough, you probably pop in, you'll watch a film, pop out, go out with your friends, you know, have a little romantic date with your loved one. Is that what you're doing? Come back and then watch a few episodes of something else and then go to bed, don't you? You're not committed. That's what I'm saying. You've probably never watched or even noticed or even seen or even had the need for Netflix to pop up with, are you still watching? Are you still watching this? You're fucking right I am, Netflix. I'm a fucking loser. I'm sat on my sofa. I'm surrounded by biscuit crumbs. Something people in Africa, like that child in Africa, can only dream of. It's a dream breakfast. Just laying on my chest. Yeah, you're damn right I'm still watching it. Now fuck off and leave me alone. Stop checking up on me. You know, what's the next thing that's going to pop up? Are you okay? Are you feeling suicidal? No, not at the moment. I'm quite enjoying this. Hey, Ben, you've been watching this for 8 hours straight. Yes, I fucking have. Stop checking up on me. Yeah? I'm still watching it. If I wasn't, I'd have switched it off. Just assume, you know, I have nothing better to do with my life. There must be people at Netflix headquarters going, Jesus Christ, this guy's been watching Breaking Bad for 10 hours straight. Somebody call the police and break down the door. There must be something wrong with him. He must have hung himself in the living room. No, I'm quite happy, thank you. I don't need to be questioned on everything. All of my life's decisions. Oh, dear. I don't know, man. I also hate, I've had three people this week tell me their dreams, by the way, as well. Saying, not the sort of dreams, you know, hey man, I'm going to start a band. We're going to be like, the new Stone Roses. Not that sort of dream. But, you know, when they're asleep and they tell you what they dreamt when they woke up, and you're like, I don't, you know, whatever your unconscious mind thinks of. I've never, you know, if somebody tells me about a dream, I've never gone, holy shit, tell me more. Tell me more. All I ever do when somebody says about that they've had a dream, I just think, well, this is nonsense. It's just random thoughts, you know, either random recollections or random thoughts or random anxiety that you've got. What could that mean? It means nothing. Your brain is just firing off shit when you're asleep. I have never, when somebody has telling me about their dreams, I have never, ever thought to myself or stopped them and gone, hang on, wait there a minute, I need to write this down or start analysing it for them. Everybody who has a dream that's kind of weird and they want to tell you about, they always want to psychoanalyse it with no psychology training whatsoever or psychotherapy training. This must mean this because that's that and this is this. No, it's just your brain, you know. Hey, I had a dream about like us being chased. Really? Did you? I don't know. I always, not that I don't like that person. I like that person. But, you know, he says backtracking rapidly. But, yeah, it's, I've never said, oh, please tell me more about this. I want to know more. You know, but I don't even, even if people have the other sort of dreams, you know, their goals, aspirations, what they want to do in life, I don't really take much interest in that either. That's self-obsessed, people. Unless it's about me, I ain't fucking interested. Like many of us, isn't it? Somebody gets through half. I'm getting terrible for that, by the way. I must admit, I am getting really, really bad. For somebody will tell me a story about their day and it starts giving me anxiety because I haven't spoke about myself for about 2 minutes. Ah, dear. You know, or as you're thinking of something, you know, as they're talking, it'll fire a memory or a thought in your head and you're just waiting until they finish so you can say that. I'm not taking it in. I just want to stop them and say, look, I'm not going to be taking any of this in from now on. I've just had a thought to myself as you were speaking, and the rest of this conversation is just going to be me thinking of the opportunity to be able to say what I want to say. I'm not listening to anything. You're going to go, what you're going to do, you're going to start veering off from the point I'm trying to make here that I've got in my head that I'm waiting to see a gap. We're going to have to start, you're going to start veering off like that. And then you'll take a pause and I'll take us back to that point about 3 minutes ago that you made and that I may be contesting or agreeing with or have an anecdote about. And all of the rest of this shit where you've gone off track, we're back on the main highway again and we're talking about this. That is nonsense. Yeah? You've just gone off track. You're trying to steer the conversation somewhere else. And that's good. That's how conversation should work. But my brain is completely self-obsessed with what I want to say. And I've had this thought and I need to get it out because if I don't, it's going to bug me for the rest of the day. So anyway, on with your story. let's have a little bit more peppermint. Peppermint. Oh, Jesus, there's always scummy shit at the bottom of it as well. What's all that about? What are we on? 27 and a half minutes. Here we go, people. Yeah, I must admit, though, I haven't dreamt for ages. I don't know whether I just don't remember it. I know. I'm being one of those people. I don't remember it or whatever, but, you know, but I keep waking up sweaty. That can't be a good thing, surely, can it? Am I too hot at night? What does that mean? Look, I'm doing it myself now, but this is in a literal sense. I'm not doing it. Hey, man, what's that dream we mean? I just keep waking up sweaty in the morning. You know, sweaty neck. There's nothing worse than that. A sweaty neck. Waking up with a sweaty neck where you think, because you think, I always have a shower before I go to bed, right? And because I've been a lazy sod for the last, week or so, doing a little bit of writing, mainly watching Breaking Bad, I've been springing out of bed. And if you wake up a little bit sweaty, I have a shower before I go to bed, so I'm fresh into bed. If I wake up and I'm a bit sweaty, I usually have a shower in the morning, but the last week I've let that slip a little bit. So waking up sweaty means I've definitely got to have another shower. Whereas if I wake up and everything's a little bit dry, maybe musty. Let's call it musty. Maybe a bit, you know. May have to peel your scrotum off the inside of your leg, but, you know, you can do that. Little bit of talcum powder down there, dry it all out. It's fine. You're ready to get on with your day. Have a quick face wash, cat lick. That's all you need, isn't it? Under those circumstances. If you haven't got too sweaty at night, you just need a little bit of a cat lick and that's it. Yeah, if you wake up with the old sweaty neck, that's it, isn't it? That's a half an hour shower. The next minute it's 8:30. You're late for Breaking Bad. Holy shit. Your day's put behind. I definitely need to get more motivated. That's the point this podcast is making today, definitely. If you're that lazy that you can't be bothered to have a shower in the morning, you know, or make your bed or anything like that. That's what all these business gurus do. The first job of the day is to make your bed. You've already completed that task. Then you can go on and buy a Fortune 500 company. That's what I do. Yeah. All right, mate. Anyway, that's the point. If you're feeling not very motivated at the moment, it's January. It's cold, right? Here in the UK, it's cold, it's damp, it's wet, it's moist, it's, you know, sticky, whatever. Whatever term you want to use. You are not alone, people. You are not alone. There is somebody here who has watched the whole of Breaking Bad for the fourth time in a week. Now, if that doesn't motivate you to get off your ass and not feel bad about yourself, what else will? Here we go. I ought to be one of these fucking motivational people. You think you're not motivated, mate? I have watched Breaking Bad in a week and I didn't shower for 3 days. Get on with your life. You're perfectly fine. Ah, dear. Anyway, that is the end of episode 319 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I should be back on next Sunday, motherfuckers. Have a great week. Stay motivated. Stay healthy. Drink your fucking peppermint tea or whatever equivalent you've got. And I'll speak to you then. Take care, motherfuckers.